Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Cavs up 2-0 in the series over the Orlando Magic, 7:20. We will be reaching out to Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. We will talk Cavalier basketball with him. And then at 8 o'clock, folks, we're going to go around the AFC North. That's right, it's draft time. It's draft time, even though we don't have a first-round pick. And I don't know, what's the lock-in for Browns fans right now? I just said Cavs fans almost. What's the lock-in for Browns fans right now for the draft? Tone, is this as low as it's ever been in station history?
It is. And I started to look at past drafts to try to understand why, because either the Browns have had a first-round pick, so obviously you're excited about years the Browns have a first-round pick, mm-hmm. or there is some intrigue. What is the intrigue at the top of this draft? Number one, we already know the number one pick is. Like, we've had years where, you think about last year, the real intrigue on
Baker
on
year, who, yeah. I mean, you know, the whole thing. I think that, you know, some of them are
Sal Pell came on and said this was the most fascinating draft ever, and I'm like, Cleveland fans do not think that. This is one city where that is not the case.
I think that's in the eye of the beholder, but we'll talk about that with Chris Muller in Pittsburgh and 93.7 The Fan, James Rapine, Sports Illustrated in Cincinnati, all Bengals, and also Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. We'll talk with him about the Baltimore Ravens and what these teams intend to do in the draft and maybe how they see the Cleveland Browns in certain lights. We'll talk about that coming up at 8 o'clock. Also want to remind you, Andy Baskin, Daryl Ryder, they weigh in on Greg Newsom rumors because there are rumors. I think people are just bored. We've talked about that, but they talk about it. And they talk about everything going on with the Browns draft coming up with It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. It's sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. Subscribe now at 92.3thefan.com. or on the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. By the way, the Odyssey app is free. Tone, we're not getting any respect for being up 2-0 in the series against Orlando.
No.
Why?
No, they are not.
Why?
Because it's the Magic. That's what has happened, and they've been so dominating over the Magic that it's actually being used against them. They're looking so good. Their defense has been amazing. Their offense has had their issues, but look around the entire NBA playoffs right now. Teams are going through it. Who has looked incredibly dominant and just free-flowing and have had zero problems so far in the playoffs? Can't say that about the Nuggets, right?
Nope.
Defending champs. Knicks are up 2-0. Their offense has been a disaster. Yep. Jalen Brunson has struggled.
That seems like it's been more of a 76ers problem than it has been a Knicks taking the series, which I'm sure they would take as some sort of a crazy dispute and disrespect, but either way.
I'm just saying, if there are any like Cavs fans who are going, but our offense is struggling in the third quarters, it's like, all right, it's the playoffs. The playoffs are going to be tougher. Efficiency is only something we love and fancy in the regular season. Who's played efficient? I mean, yesterday, Anthony Edwards had a terrible game, and Minnesota won, and they're up 2-0 over Phoenix. So the playoffs are just not a way to measure that stuff. But in a way, like, I wonder if the Cavs would be getting more credit if they had an overtime win over the Magic and had a great sequence where Garland hits big shots and over the Garland's big shots, You know, the two threes he had back-to-back possessions is to push the lead to double digits. Like, they're not getting – plus they're on NBA TV.
Gosh, that's right. I'm fist-pumping. I'm like, all right, we're back over double digits. Like, yeah, you're right.
So I'm noticing it. I mean, as much as I'm happy about the Cavs and the fans that were there, they are thrilled because that environment has been exceptional. I mean, even Cavs players, people around the Cavs are like, this is like an NBA Finals environment. So the fans that have been there have brought it, and it's felt great for them. I've even got buddies going, that's the Magic. Who cares? Why are you guys so excited about the Magic? I'm like, it's a playoffs.
Well, we're halfway, a series.
Yeah, you're halfway to a sweep.
Well, I'm excited.
We have never swept outside of LeBron. We've never swept another team. Mark Price, Brad Doherty, zero sweeps.
Even if I wanted to be a jerk about it, like you accused me of last week.
I did accuse you.
That's fine. Even if I wanted to be a jerk about it, I go, wait a minute. Well, hold on. They're at least proving that they are, because everybody and their brother, like who was, the name is escaping me. The play-by-play man on TV of the Orlando Magic that we had last week.
David Steele.
David Steele, thank you. I keep wanting to call him David Thorpe. David, who we also had on last week, Coach David Thorpe. We had David Steele on last week. Did he or did he not tell us to be afraid? That was the quote of Jonathan Isaac.
He had 3 points in that.
Everybody uses the term rock fight. Everybody said it was going to go 7 games. It looks like the Cavaliers could just be flat out better than what the Orlando Magic are. Well, that's still, okay, it's a 4-5 matchup. I can at least take some solace in that and go, okay, they're not the bag of garbage that what some people were making them out to be. And maybe some people heard it from me. I didn't think they're garbage, but obviously I was massively disappointed with what happened in Game 82. But I also know that, hey, it's certainly better than being down 0-2 and thinking the sky's falling and questioning Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley and everybody else. I'm not having to do that right now. I think a lot of it's coming from there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There's a lot of talk over last week of, quote, upsetting the basketball gods. And you can't do that. That's wrong to do. And they're up 2-0 in a series that has not been very competitive in the first couple of games. I think that's where you're getting this, people don't care. Because now you're not going to get credit for a matchup you set up. So if you just beat the brakes off them, great, you set up. And I think that guys who cover the league, not just Cavs fans, not even just like Orlando people, I'm talking about the people who just cover the league, I think they don't like that. I think they secretly don't like that because anything that can devalue at all the regular season has been something the NBA has been fighting for at least a decade plus.
Well, I agree.
Anything.
I think it's a great point. I also am noticing that they're just turning it to, well, the Magic stink. And now the Magic,
they don't stink.
Who, by the way, like literally a month ago, they had a chance at the 2 seed in the Eastern Conference.
Exactly.
They lost some games late. They had a chance at the 2 seed. Now, I get it. They were healthy, you know, most of the year when in the Eastern Conference, all the other teams were not, but the Cavs were one of those teams that weren't healthy. And I think if we just would have had everybody healthy on every team, I think we would have thought about the Eastern Conference in a much different way than it ended up. But the Cavs are giving the welcome to the NBA playoffs moment to the Magic, and they don't seem to be getting a lot of credit for it.
Are there Cavs fans who don't give credit to the Cavs for beating the Magic? Means. Are there people who say they're Cavs fans? Like, it's not a gauntlet, like, I'm going to kick you in the face if you call in. But are there Cavs fans who don't give credit to the Cavs for beating the Magic? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want to win this series and then turn around against the Celtics, because we could be living in a reality. I'm going to steal this from you. You said it. We could be living in a reality. The Celtics are this good, where you could be just that much better than the Orlando Magic, and the Celtics could be that much better than you and anybody else in the Eastern Conference. So I don't want to just beat the Magic and turn around in the next series and go, see, you were exposed. You're garbage. Like, well, it's Jason Tatum. It's Jaylen Brown. Yeah. Kristaps Porzingis is healthy. Like, there's a lot of things that you can't necessarily do. And I'm thinking, there's still got to be some common sense. As angry and vitriolic as I can be, you seem to have something to say on. Well, there's got to be some common sense.
It's not that I don't give them credit, but they set up the matchup, right? So I expect them to win, and I expect them to do it in the way that they've done it. And so far, they haven't let me down. But if at some point they do look like they get outplayed on the court by the Orlando Magic, I'll be disappointed, because they went through the rigmarole on that Sunday, on that last game of the year, to make sure that this is what they got. That's why I wonder, it just goes back to me thinking that, was JB told, hey, you win a first-round series, don't worry about your job. And I don't know if that's I just, seeing Dan Gilbert for the last 15 years, seems like he doesn't care if they beat the Magic or not. If you don't come out and, you know, an all-out effort, play to the best of your abilities in every single game, the job is in question. And that's not something that, you know, you've said that for the last
but two weeks
that his job, he has to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals to be safe.
Well, I think to be absolutely positively safe, because I do think that Boston, and I know they've been historically a better matchup against Boston than what some people want to give him credit for, but I think if Boston goes out there and just beats you and beats you soundly, I think Dan Gilbert can be an emotional man. I think that these can be emotional times and emotional people with this organization, and I think some bad things can happen for JB Bickerstaff, I have to admit. But I also believe that, hey, you set it up, you might as well get it right. But to me,
they essentially called out the Orlando Magic, and if you're going to call them out, you better go out and kick their ass every time.
And so far they have, so I can't argue with results, can I? Like, I can't yell at them for doing exactly what they set out to do.
Yeah, and that's why I'm not upset at them, because they haven't let me down yet.
But if I were in Milwaukee doing the show, or if I were in Chicago doing the show, we were talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers, I'd be sitting there going, yeah, well, it's not the most intriguing series. Even though it's a 4-5, and it should be the most competitive, and it really should have the most intrigue because of what could happen if the Cavs lost. Well, the Cavs are up 2-0, and they're making these really non-competitive games from the outset. Like, you're definitely more locked into what happened the other night with Denver in Los Angeles. 216-474-0092. Does it matter if the Cavs beat the Magic to you? As a Cavs fan, does it matter to you if they beat the Magic in this series? They beat them 4-0 or 5 or 4-1 in five games. 216-474-0092. Also, don't call the U-Haul trucks for JB just yet. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, Terry Pluto, 720 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.